Right, are you ready for us to take you on another wild adventure here on The Effect? I hope so. And remember, when it comes to planning, booking and experiencing that perfect holiday adventure, you don't have to think too much anymore. Experience a 7-night 4-star getaway to Zanzibar's Arua Beach Resort at only $9,191 per person sharing. Just log on to holidayshop.co.za and start planning that ideal holiday getaway today.
Think white sandy beaches. Think holidayshop.co.za. Think the perfect holiday at the perfect price. Think holidayshop.co.za. Think no hassles and exceptional customer service. Think holidayshop.co.za. When it comes to planning, booking and experiencing that perfect holiday adventure, you don't have to think too much anymore. Just log on to holidayshop.co.za and start planning that ideal holiday getaway today.
If there is a wild destination that you as an adventurer should know of, then you can count on us to bring you the action here on The Travel Effect on OFM. And it's been a tremendous year. We've been to so many places, literally all over the world. And we've been joined by real-time adventurers doing amazing stuff too. Go check out all the radio that you can see on my blog on ofm.co.za. Now this morning, very happy to welcome on the show the director of Wild Frontiers, the Africa travel specialist, John Addison. Welcome on The Effect. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm very well, thanks, Louise. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. All right. Now, John, joining us, telling us more about a tremendous event. And I was telling a colleague of mine when we were putting the show together yesterday, this is something I'm doing on my to-do list for next year. That's, you know, Mayans permitting. And that would be the Kilimanjaro Marathon. Tell me about this tremendous event taking place in Tanzania.
It's an excellent event, Louise. I mean, we've been running this now for it's our 11th year next year. It's great. We get about 6,500 runners, mixture of local athletes and foreign sort of social runners, and it's a spectacular place to run with Kilimanjaro in the background. It's a bit of a mixture of sort of town running and rural running through the coffee farms and things. We're not running up Kilimanjaro, by the way. Everybody thinks, geez, I can't do that, that's too high, but... It's in the lowlands, the foothills of the mountain. It's basically between 800 and 1,100 meters above sea level, lower than Joburg, actually. So don't worry about high-altitude runs and things like that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, it's an excellent event.
It's one of the many interesting facts about Mount Kilimanjaro, too, is the incredible difference in altitude, which happens fairly quickly. And that is if you are, in fact, trying to conquer the roof of Africa. The marathon itself, though, it's interesting that you said that it's around that area too. And if you are joined by between 6,000 and 7,000 people yearly or annually to take part in this event, it's wonderful to hear that, you know, that kind of infrastructure is okay to host such an event in that area.
Yeah, look, I mean, it started off very small. I mean, 250-odd runners. But, I mean, it's a marathon, a half marathon, and a fun run. So the fun run is a 5K thing. That attracts a lot of people just socially coming out to enjoy the day. But yeah, it's got really big. We've got excellent sponsors, and there's a lot of corporate social investment coming around the area, you know, into schools and other projects. So it's actually the biggest sporting event in Tanzania, which is amazing. But it works. I mean, there's a lot of organisation.
I can imagine.
The local authorities are brilliant. You know, they help us, and police and that sort of thing. So, you know, the security and the water points and everything are brilliant. It's IAAF registered event, which means it has to be run properly.
Sure. I'm curious. I mean, have there been some athletic superstars taking part in this event? Have you spotted Haile Gebrselassie or, you know, marathon stars like that taking part in this? Or is it really about the community and people from all over the world undertaking an unusual and amazing adventure in Africa?
Look, I mean, the prize money won't attract the top athletes. I mean, these top guys like Gebrselassie, they're running for the prize, and you can only run about 4 events or 5 events a year if you're in the top level, you know, because you need recovery time. But it's more of an event for local athletes to sort of prove themselves and then go on from the international onto the international stage. One of the guys who won the Kili Marathon about 4 or 5 years ago, Chris Asegwe, has now become a world half marathon runner. He's a top athlete.
Sure.
But he started off proving himself in our event. A lot of guys are running for fun, though, you know, just to get a good time and their personal best things. But it's a fantastic sort of destination. It's very rural. The mountain is normally spectacular. So you've got this huge, you know, snow-capped peak ahead of you. And there's amazing sort of local support. I mean, the sponsors have gone a bit crazy, actually. I mean, it turns into a huge party afterwards with live local bands and things like that. It's an African marathon. This is not a European marathon. It's the party atmosphere is massive.
Well, that's why I'm attracted to doing it myself, you know. You can't think of doing a marathon or a half marathon against a more African and more wonderful backdrop than Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm interested, John, when does it take place and how can I enter?
Well, it's the 3rd of March. It's always the last weekend in February, first weekend in March of every year. The website, you can enter, you can buy us a travel package on the website, KilimanjaroMarathon.com. A lot of local guys just pitch up the day before and enter and run, which is, it's not like in other marathons where you've, you know, pre-booked 6 weeks before and then the race is closed, so it's quite nice for them. Yeah, and a lot of people also don't, you know, you're flying all the way up to Kili, which is a long way. And a lot of people stay on and head down to Zanzibar afterwards or get into the Serengeti. It's prime time for the wildebeest migration at the end of February, March. So a lot of people take an add-on package into the Serengeti to see the migration and make it into a bit of a holiday rather than flying up just for the weekend.
It sounds like a plan, Stan. Yeah, making a whole trip.
Do it all at once. Run, and then there's also a whole bunch of crazy guys who actually run the marathon on the Sunday and climb Kilimanjaro on the Monday. We'll start their climb on the Monday.
Whoa.
And sort of try and, you know, two birds, you know, climb it, run it, you know.
$2 with one go. John, obviously, malaria prophylaxis, that's an absolute must. Also, yellow fever shot, that is compulsory. What else do we need to keep in mind if we are planning a trip to Tanzania?
Nothing really. It's a fantastic country. It's very safe. I mean, you know, one of the East African countries that's never actually had any problems. So it's a fantastic place. I mean, we get people going back 3 or 4 times, you know, over the sort of period we've been in business. So I'll go back to Tanzania again and again and again because I just love the country and the people. And there's so much to see. I mean, it's not just Kili. I mean, it's just Serengeti, Ngorongoro. Zanzibar is great for a break. And you know, as I say, it's my favorite country in Africa.
Right.
We've been living up there for 16 years now. We've been actually working and living up there. We live everywhere. You know?
That's an amazing thing to say. All right. The Kilimanjaro Marathon taking place on the 3rd of March, 2013. I want to put this on my to-do list for next year, and it's going to be quite a month because that's the same month as the Cape Barker Cycle Tour as well. I'd like to see if I can do them both. We are joined by John Addison, Director of Wild Frontiers. Just a last question. If we'd like to find out more online, where do we look you guys up?
Website KilimanjaroMarathon.com. We also run an event in Vic Falls, and by the way, Eloise, another marathon, the Vic Falls Marathon, which is also brilliant. It's a bit closer to get to. And that's a classic. I mean, through the national park, elephants, buffalo, run across the bridge with the falls, and that sort of thing. And that's another really good African event, a bit closer for people to get to.
But you're not allowed to do the marathon on the back of an elephant.
No.
No.
But we do have elephants crossing the road while people are running sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
It causes a bit of a...
It seems like...
I mean, it's all controlled.
For any kind of out-of-Africa adventures, really make contact with you. John, thank you very much for joining us and telling us everything we need to know about the Kilimanjaro Marathon taking place on the 3rd of March next year. Thanks, John. Speak soon.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Remember, holidayshop.co.za is your one-stop destination for planning, booking, and experiencing that perfect holiday adventure. Like a 7-night Mauritius getaway for as little as 12,339 rand per person sharing. Just log on to holidayshop.co.za and start planning that ideal holiday getaway today.